Hier darf kuf mem vovem beis, the Mishnah, bar Mishnah. Neisten in tavshul utoich habor, you gotta put some food on Shabbos inside a bor, bishvil shiye shomer, that it should be watched there. The drash utoich habor, shein boi mayim, has nothing to do with water. Stam vay says you want to keep it cool. So you want to put it in a cool place, you put it down inside a pit, in a pit. Shiye shomer, the drash is shlo yasuyach mach matachoyim. He says, hot outside, you don't want it to get too hot. So you're allowed to put the food inside a pit, inside a bor. We'll see in the Gemara what the Chiddush is. Chur, it's Pshita. You can put good, clean water into dirty water. Bishvil shiitzanunu. Bishvil is to stay cool. It's also Chur, Pshita. So Drasha, v'yasamayim hayofim beroyim. Kli molim mayim yofim. You have a glass full of good, clean water. You want to put it into a mikvah, mayim royim. That there the water maybe is dirty. It's not good water. So what are you putting it in there for? You want it to stay cool and not to be too hot. So you're allowed to put the water inside cold water. This is right there, pshita. This is the Chiddush. You're allowed to put cold water in the sun. That the sun she heated up on Shabbos because there's no Issa Bisho by the Chama, so it's Mutter Metchila. Bishvil Sheyichmu. Even though you want it to come hot, that's Mutter. Because there's no Issa Bisho on the sun. Mi Shenoshru Kelev Bederach. Somebody was walking in the streets on Shabbos and his clothing got full of water. Bemayim. Is Mahalach Behem. You're allowed to continue walking with your wet clothing. The Eino Choshish. You don't have to be Choshish that there's an Issa. No, you're allowed to continue walking with the wet clothing. As soon as you come into the inside chotzer, you come near a house. You're allowed to spread it out in the sun to let it dry up. You're not allowed to do it in front of everybody. People shouldn't see you because then it's exera. People will think you washed your clothing on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to do it in front of people. But in your own home, when nobody sees, you're allowed to do it. So we'll see in the Gemara, we don't pass on at this part of the Mishnah. Yeah. So the Gemara. What's wrong? Avad, you're allowed to put a tavshil inside a pit, inside a bor. Why not? You're taking a food and putting it inside a pit. Why not? And the Gemara Mal, the time I would think, if that you're putting on the bottom of the pit, where there's dirt. So I would think if you're putting it on the bottom of the dirt, maybe you're going to go to smooth out the holes on the bottom of the pit. Kamash Blom, we're not choshit for that. We're not choshit, you're going to come to smooth off the bottom of the pit. So therefore, it's mutter to put the tavshil apart. On the bottom. It's mutter to do it on Shabbos. There's no gzeirah. Rashi yepshita the noisten tasha teich abur. Gumay shevekak abur, sheyeshoven leishoven akak deiro. I was thinking, since you want to put the pot on the bottom of the bor, maybe first you'll smooth out the holes there, and that's an issue, it's a binyan. Kamash lom unachoshes. No. You'll put the pot down on the floor, no matter what the way it is. You can put nice clean water into cold water to keep it cool. The more vayta pshita avadi, there's no issa bishul. You're just keeping the water cold. And the Gemara is safer. It's safer the Chiddush. You're allowed to put cold water out in the sun that the sun should make it hot. For the Gemara hanami pshita avadi tzmuta. In the chama, there's no issa bishul in the sun. Mal the time I would think nigzer dilma osalat munei beremetz kamash balon. No, once you want to put the glass outside in the sun, I would think maybe you're going to make hatmona in coals. Since you want it to become hot, ain't a chanami in the sun alone. It's mutter. There's no exhibition with the sun. But let's make there. Maybe you put it into a remetz, into some hot coals, which that would be an exhibition. Kamash balon. We don't make the chash. There's no gzera. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. There's no gzera. The what if you're walking on Shabbos and your clothing got wet, so the din is you're allowed to continue walking with the wet clothing, then when you come home and take it off, so the Mishnah says you're allowed to spread it out to dry out in your own house where nobody sees you. Hey, we all not like the Mishnah. The what? Whenever the Chum said don't do something because we're afraid of Marasayin, we're afraid that people will see you and say you're doing an Avera, is afilo v'chadre chador moser. It's even also to do it in your own private house. V'chadre chador means in your private room where nobody else sees you. Still the Rabbanu made gzera. So meluchuri means the things of Chanal Mishnah, that you're not allowed to spread out your clothing even in your own private house. Because if you do it in front of people, people will see you. They'll think you washed your clothing on Shabbos. They'll be choshed you did a nisa deraisa. So if they mara sign, you're not allowed to do it in front of people. Who are in your own backyard, your own house, you can't do it. The Mishnah says not like that. The Mishnah says, you're allowed to spread out your clothing in the sun. Only not in front of the people, you can't do it. But if you do it in your own private room, it's mutter. And the Gemara Tanoi, Enechlam is a Machoik is Tanoi. And Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Paskin is not like our Mishnah. Titania, one Brisa says, Shoitchin Bechamo Avoloi Kenegrom. That's like our Mishnah. If your clothing got wet on Shabbos, you're allowed to take it off and hang it up in your house. Shoitchin can spread it out. Abi, not in front of people. Abi, people don't see you. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Oiswim. They say no, it's Osir. Why? Because those like Rav Din, that whenever the Chum said don't do something with Shemar Asayin, it's also to do what even Machat Mechadar when nobody sees you. And we pass can like Rav that it's also. If Rav, if the Mar Asayin is Xeru and Issa Diraisa, but if the people think that you're doing an Issa Diraisa, then you have to be Machat even Machat Mechadar when it's also. As if the Mar Asayin is just people think you're doing an Issa Dirabonin, then you could be Mekel in a private room. But where people are thinking that you're doing an Issa Diraisa, so Mishum Mechashad, you're not allowed to do it, then it's also even Mechad Mechadorim. Yemar Omer Avuna, Hamenayir Talisoy B'Shabiz Chayiv Chatis. Hamenayir means you shake out your clothing, you have a jacket, and you're shaking it off. On Shabbos, you should know there's a Chayiv Chatis. So this is the famous Mach, we learned this Talochum. It's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, what the Gemara is talking about. Rashi learns, Hamenayir Talisoy Min Ofrim. If dust, dirt, came on your jacket on Shabbos, if you're going to go and clean it off, it's an issur d'oraisa. So drashi chayiv chatis, tezel libunoi. It's an issur mamash of kibbutz. That's the way you wash your clothing. Hey, there's dirt, dust on the clothing, it's dirty now. So if you want to just brush it off, that's an issur d'oraisa of libun. As I learned Rashi the Gemara. So the Gemara, v'lo yamorin, this is only said this issur, ela b'chadati. Only if it's a new clothing. Avabatiki les lombo. But if you have old clothing, then it doesn't bother us. And we'll soon see the svara, because you're not makbid upon it. So middle of the cleaning it off doesn't make it like roy to wear. That's not called as libun. Vaita, v'lo yamorin ela biyukmi. It's only set on a black clothing. If you wear black clothing, then the dust comes on it. It bothers it. It's bad for it. And if you clean it, that's an issa to libun. So the Gemara avo bechivri v'sumki les lombo. But if you have a red clothing or white clothing, the kids are be, it's not black, then it's mutter. So Drashi, Ela b'uchmi sho'avek mekalkol mariso v'kopedolei. When you have the dirt coming on a black suit, it bothers the color of it, and male person's makbit to have the dirt off. So if you wipe the dust off, the dirt off on Shabbos, it's an issur d'oraisa. Now the Gemara says, v'hu d'kopet alayu. It's another Tanai that your makbid that the dust should be on the begid. So Drashi Vu the Kopad Alayim Leloivshon Achinorim means there has to be dust that bothers you that in the middle of the week you wouldn't put on this begid unless you first brush off the dust. Now if you do that on Shabbos, Tanisya the Rice of Libun. This is Rashi Shittim. Vu the Kopad Alayim. If you makbid upon it, in other words, without taking off the dust, you would not wear it on the weekday. So on Shabbos, you're not allowed to take off the dust. Let's see a little bit weiter, then we'll see Tosfos Pshat. Ula ikloi le Pumbedisa. Ula went to visit in Pumbedisa. Chozi Rabbonin the Kominafsi le Glimayu. He saw the Rabbonin on Shabbos were shaking out their begodim. They were shaking out their jackets. Omar, so he said, Komechalin Rabbonin Shabbata. Luchura de Bimechal Shabbos. The way Rashi learns, there was dust, dirt on the begodim, and they shook off the dust on Shabbos. So he held the robe in Issa D'oraisa. Amalahu Rabbi Yehuda, Nefutzele Biyape. No, they're allowed to dust it off even in front of me. Why? Anan, like Avdin and Midi. To us, it doesn't bother us, even if there's dust, there's dirt on the begging. So if it doesn't bother you, then there's no Issa Libun. Only like we have before, Huda Kapti Elayu. If it bothers you that you're not going to wear this begging the way it is, then if you take it off on Shabbos, it's an Issa D'oraisa. But if it doesn't bother you, so Pashup Shat doesn't bother you means one of the Tanoim before. Either it's an old Begid, it doesn't bother you with this little dust, or else it's not black, it's white or red, then it doesn't bother you. So Drashi, Komechali Shabbatu, Glimi Uchmi Hevi, because they were cleaning off their black begodim. And the answer in back, no, Loikav Dinitz Rashla Yichpaslon, Im Yesha Leo Avak, Hilkach Lav Libinhu. to them it didn't bother them if there was dust or not, they would wear it anyway. So therefore, taking it off on Shabbos is no issa. Yeah. This is the way Rashi learns. Look at the top Tosfos. Tosfos learns how Menara Talisoi, Pirish Rach, Minatal Sholom. That's what we saw in the Mechaber. It's talking about if some dew, some wetness, went on your begodim, and now you want to shake it off on Shabbos, that's also. Tahainu Kibbus. That's time to washing the begodim. The Libun. Mele Chayim Chatis. V'chein Mashma Dehevi Dumya De Kumto V'sun Sivayte Reb Yosef. Avo the Tosfos, the Rashi's Pshat. Avo B'niyah Min Ofer, just brushing it off from the dust, from the dirt, could appear for Kuntris, Ein Nira Shei Shaykh Libun. Tosfos learns that should be no Isser. There's no Libun if you're just taking off the dust. Like the dust never went into the begid, really. So just I'm brushing off the dust, according to Tosfos is mutter. But Rashi learns that no, that you're not allowed to brush off dust on your clothing. Why? Because since you're makbid not to wear it otherwise, so doing it on Shabbos zel libunay. That's called yisa libun. And we saw lalocha the ikka the mechaba paskins like Tosfos that were talking about shaking it off from dew or from water. That you're not allowed to do, but from just dust. So then the Mechaber does bring down the Rosh Hashitah though. The more brings down. That Rosh Hashitah is, even from dust alone, also you shouldn't wash it off. Shouldn't brush it off. So Chori, about the Rosh Hashitah's Nisri Dereisa, Havadi, we should be Machmir not to brush off dust. But Lamaisa, the way it says it, the Chori, it's a Shal D'Achroinim, what's the Yisr? In the Gemara's Mashmah, it's only Yisr with three Tanoim. It has to be a black Begid, it has to be new, and it has to be that you Machmir upon it, that you won't wear it, unless you take off the dust in the middle of the week. If this jacket fell on the floor and got all dirty, you wouldn't wear it unless you take it off. Those are the three tanoim. So the Rav Shulchan Aruch Taka learns it's only also on a black begid and a new one. But on a white or colorful one, even though you mark, but he learns still it's mutter. That'll also be ksas cooler then. If you're not wearing mamish a black begid, even though you get dust on it, he holds it's mutter. The Yerucha Shulchan and the Mishnah Brewers Mashmano, they learn the din of black and new, it's only a swara, that's usually the case that you makbid upon it. But who are then any clothing you have, even if you have a white or a blue jacket, and the jacket falls on the floor, and the way it got so dirty, that normal on the weekday you would not wear this jacket the way it is without brushing it off. So the Yerucha Shulchan and the Mishnah Brewers Mashma, that's also awesome to do. Because the Gemara Svar of black is only, that's Urcha de Milsom. Most times you only makbid upon black. But if you're makbid not, like Lemaisa today, if you're makbid not to wear your even your colored suits, if they get dirty, so it also be yasa to brush it off. So Lemaisa, I mean, Avadim Etchili, you should try not to do it. Now, Grav B'chreis, if it's B'dievet, a big tzarech, the Chura, if it's not a black begid, if it's not a new black one, then you have the Chura, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Ibisemichon. That the Rav Shulchan Aruch Paskin, it's only yasa if it's mamish black and a new begid. Then we say, if you're makbid, it's awesome. But on a colorful begid, then there's no iser to brush it off. So, Marmachili shouldn't do it. At least the Mishmur says you tell a guy to do it. But grace of big b'shas hatchak, maybe it could be samech on the Rav Shulchan Aruch. That if it's not a new black begid, then maybe it could be samech. Right. Midi. Abai is at Gemara heavy koi kai mid Rav Yosef. Abai was going in front of Rav Yosef. Omalei, havli kumtoi. He told me, give me my hat. He told him, please give me my hat. It was Shabbos, he wanted to go outside. He said, give me my hat. Rashi kumtoi kuvoi, give me my hat. Is chaza diika tololei. He saw that there was some towel, there was some dew, some like wetness on top of the hat. Heve kumachaschen. He hesitated to give it to him, like the dinner before, that chori not allowed to shake off a beggar, but it has dew on it. So Tosfos learns, that's why Tosfos learns the first Gemara like this also. Masha, both Gemaras are talking about with only this dew on it. The Rashi had to say, no, the first Gemara was with dust, and now we're talking about there was dew. He saw there was towel on top of his begid. So he hesitated, lemaisfulay, to give it to him. Omalei, he answered him back, no, nofitz, you're allowed to shake off this towel, this dew, off my hat. Why? Nofitz shodi, anan lekavdinu midi. Because we're not makbid. He writes us, it wasn't the new hat. It was an old hat. It didn't bother him if there was some dew on it. So if it doesn't bother you, then there's no issa libun or kibbutz if you shake it off. Right. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosef. Omer Reb Yechanan. Hayoytze betalis mukapelis. If somebody walks down with a talis that's folded up, munachas loyak seifo, it's mamish folded on your shoulders, is b'shabbos chayiv chatis. If you walk out with this on Shabbos, you chayiv chatis. Why? Because it's not a derech malbush. The way you wear talis is wrapped around you, hanging down. But if your mamash fold it all up just on your shoulders, that's not a derech malbush, so it's called a masli, and if you walk out with it on Shabbos, you chayev chatis. So drashi betalos mukapelis. After you put it on your head, so you picked up the bottom on top of your shoulders. So chayiv chatis, shein zeh derech malbush. That's not a derech malbush, it's derech masli. You chayiv chatis. Tanya nami hochi. Soich reik sus. People that sell suits. Hayoytzim betalisos mukapolis. They walk out on Shabbos with the talis folded up. Or menachas al kseifon folded up on the shoulders. B'Shabbos is chayovim chatis. Not only people that sell the begodim, omru ela kol adam ela shadark and shomoychrin. Lot says kach. No, since it's a derech for them to walk out that way, that's why it says it by them. But it's not a derech malbush; it's tam a derech hoytzo. Therefore, yechayv you walk out with this on Shabbos. By the vechen v'ni hayoytzei b'moys, a storekeeper that walks out on Shabbos with money, hatzurim loy b'sadinoi, that's wrapped around in his scarf or any type of bag that he has, is also vayte pshit to chayv chatis. Because there's not a derech, that's not a derech malbush. If you have your money wrapped around in your begodim, that's not a derech malbush. It's not called you're carrying out your money on Shabbos, that's a chayiv chatis. But lo yichen v'ni bavad, it's not only a din on a storekeeper, amru, elo kol adam, it's a din on anybody. Anybody walks out with his money, like in his pockets. Elo shadarko shachen v'ni lotzeh kach. Well, it's a derech for a storekeeper. He makes the money, he carries around his money, he walks out with his money, tied around in his scarf. Faito baratanim, that means people that run. People are runners. Yoitzin besudrin. They're allowed to walk out with their scarves, shalk seifim. Even though it's holding on their, it's hanging down on their shoulders, still it's mutter. Because this is a derech malbush. A scarf is a derech to wear around your neck, and it hangs down on your shoulders. So it's more of a loy ratan and bavad armor, not only the runners. Ela kol adam. Anybody can walk out with a scarf around his neck on Shabbos. Ela shadark and shal ratonim lotzes bekach. It was a derech for the runners to walk out like this. He went out with this scarf that was wrapped around his neck and the sides came on his shoulders, b'Shabbos. He went out like this. He didn't stop and walk out with it. No, he had a string attached to his finger so that it shouldn't fall off with him. It shouldn't fall off on Shabbos. That the scarf should not fall off from your shoulders. So he was makpid not to walk with a scarf, not to wear a scarf. It had to be with a string attached to your fingers so it shouldn't fall off on you. Shouldn't fall off. And it falls off the Xerius, Bershusha Rabin, you come to walk with the Daladams. So tomorrow, Keshav, Ugeshevo Hadavlof Nechachomim. When the Chom heard about this Maisa, Omru, they said, Afilo Ein Nima Kruchale Vietzbo. That's where we hold Alochon. That you're allowed to wear a scarf, even though you don't have a string hanging down attached to your finger. We're not afraid the scarf will fall off when you're wearing it. Dorash Rav Nachman by Rav Chisda. Mishmed Rav Chisda. Halocha. What's the halocha? Afal pi she'ein neim makruchala b'yetzboisav. And you're wearing a scarf, even though you don't have a string coming down attached to your finger, still you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. It's a derech malbush, and we're not afraid the scarf will fall off with you on Shabbos. Vaitam. Ula ikloi levei Asi Barhini. Ula went to visit by Asi Barhini. Boyi minei. They asked the Mishal was there. Mahu lasos marzuv b'Shabbos. Are you allowed to make a marzuv that will soon say that means picking up your clothing on Shabbos? If you have like a long dress, you want to pick it up and walk out with it like that? Is it mutter enough? Omalu, he said, Hochi omar Rabbi Loi, also lasos marzuv b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to walk out when you're picking up your clothing on Shabbos. You can't make a marzuv on Shabbos. For the Gemara, my marzuv. What is this marzuv? What are you doing? Omar Rab Zeiro, ki se bebavli aysa. It's by picking up your dress or picking up your clothing, you're making like a kiss. You're like folding it upwards so it's like a pocket over here. By picking up your jacket, it comes into a pocket over here. Are you allowed to make like a pocket by picking up your begodim on Shabbos? So drashi ki se bebavli aysa. She mesalkin bigdei menorahs. They picked up their long clothing that touched the ground. Kishem aruchim. The dress or the jacket was too long. The koif lenoisa, they were folded over. Kalpe mal on the top. O machzik lenoisoin, aidei chutin. They would like tie it down, machzikit aidei chut. Vainu kimen kis. So kitsa, by folding it, looks like a pocket. O kumay marzuf, like a marzuf. So shalai, if you let him walk out with this on Shabbos, making this. So Rashi's mashmat now, shuvim. Rashi's mashmat is not a shayla of walking out this way. It's a shayla, could you make this to begodim? Is there a shayla mishum tikkun mona? Like Rashi says, author, the next Rashi, mishum tikkuni mona. Rashi says, the shayla is, you're picking up your jacket, and then you're like putting a girdle around, tying it down, so you're like making a pocket here. So that looks like tikkun mona. Like you're fixing your clothing on Shabbos, that's a nuisa de rabbonin. Mishum tikkun mona. That's what Rashi learns. La locha, we saw this halacha the way Tosis learns it. Tosis learns the shalom hoysom. Are you allowed to walk out with this bagel like this on Shabbos? Is that called derech malbush or not? Since you're picking up your begodim, maybe what you're picking up is not derech malbush, that should be osur or not. That's the way Tosis learns. So the Gemara says that it's osur. We'll soon see when. But Reb Yirmiyah have a Yosef came with Reb Zera. So Reb Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Reb Zera. Omalei, hochi mai. He like showed him his clothing that he picked up and he asked him like this, am I allowed to go out with it on Shabbos? Omalei Yosef, he said, no, that's also also. Like Rashi learned, that's called the tikkun mona. You like made a pocket in your begodim. Vahochi mai, then he did it a little bit differently. This way, what's the locha? Omalei Yosef, that's also also. So what's the ma'isa? Omer Papa, nok yitai klol biyotcha. Keep this klal in your hand. This is the klal of the halachis. The what? Kol adaita de lechnufei osur. Anytime you're picking it up, our manaster should stay that way. It should look like a pocket. That's osur, the way Rashi learns. Kol de las noyis shori. If you're just doing it for a while, to make it look nice right now, that's mutter. That's not called a tikkun mona. But Rashi? Lechnufei. Like if you're folding it upwards and you're like, or tying it down, if you stay that way, that's called you're making a pocket, that's also mishum tikkun mona. Last noise of trash lefisho. If you're only doing it for a while, just for a second or so, for a few minutes, at this time you want to look nice this way, that's mutter. That's the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns not like that. Tosis learns depends why you're picking it up. If you're picking up your begodim because you want your begodim up, off the ground, so that's also because there's not a derech malbush then, so you're carrying your begodim. But if you're doing it to make yourself look nice, if you're picking up your begodim because it looks nice that way, that's called derech malbush, then it's mutter. But if you start picking up your long robe off the floor so it shouldn't get dirty on the floor, that's also, that's called you're holding it in your hands. He made himself look nice visadino, with his scarf. So Rashi, masno besadino, after she nesatev, after he put on his scarf, hoye masakta yagufon, he fixed it nicely on his body. Umeyashvoy, and he made him look nice. So Rashi b'chil kom, he did this b'chil. Kleima, alma diurcha b'hochi vuadin l'shabbos. So just a raya, it's a derech to play around with your begodim to make yourself look nice. So if you're doing it to picking it up to make yourself look nice, that's mutter. If you're not doing it to make yourself look nice, the way Rashi learns, Elamai, you're doing it to stay there a long time, like you want to make a pocket, that's also mishum tikkun mona. And the way Tosis learns, know that if it's a derech to wear your begodim picked up a little bit, that's derech malbush, it's mutter. But if it's not a derech to wear it that way, the stam, now you want to pick up your begodim very much, mishum, it shouldn't get dirty on the floor, that's takosa. Right. Ki yosi rabdimi omar. One time Rebbe went out to the fields. The two sides of his talis was on his shoulders. That's the way he was walking out. Is Omalafonov Yoshua ben Zirus ben Chomov Shur Rebbe Meir, the son-in-law of Rebbe Meir, Bezu Lechai Rebbe Meir Chattis? Like he asked the Makasha, wasn't Rebbe Meir Machai Vachattis? Somebody walks out like this. Like Yehuri, you're not wearing your talis normal, it's not hanging down. So you have your two sides, the two ends, is around your neck, is all safe on your shoulders. So it's not a derech malbush. So if you walk out with this on Shabbos, Yehuri, you're chayim chattis. Trashi shnei tzidit alisoi, sheb yemin ovesho smirlo, on the right side and left side, letzad akaka. So the right and left side was supposed to be towards the ground, he picked it up and had it on his shoulders. So ben ziras bezula chayim chattis betmiya. The ain't a derech malbush, a derech masui. To wear your talis that the side should be around your shoulders, that's not a derech malbush, it's a masui, a chayim chattis. Or malay, ditik remeyat kan. So I guess them back, is a taka true? It's Rashi b'tzmiya. Lechayim chattis bedover. That you want to say, is a taka true? Remey said, lechayim chattis like this. Hadoy melias mutter. Like I, lechura, think it's mutter to walk out like this, kizim. Sheinu mukafelis. it's not folded over. V'yacharei noflim lamato, and on back of you, the talus is falling down. Miksefer el shetzida, the sides of it hayimunachem aksefer. So he thought that was it's like he asked Nakasha, is it true? Rabbi Meir says chayim chatas like the churin and svarim. How would say it's mutter to walk out like this? But I'll call upon him shul shereby talisay. So Rabbi did was. Drashi Yorida Lamato Shekibul Dvarv. I call upon Rebbe was Makabel. He didn't walk out with the sides of the talus on his shoulders just, but he was Meshalstut, he let it fall down more. So the Mara Kiyosi Rovin. Omar, the Maisa was Lo Yeshua ben Zeros Heavy, that wasn't the Maisa, El Yeshua ben Kifusoi Hoya. Chosna Shir Rebbe Kiva, he was a son in law of Rebbe Kiva. And Omar, he said, Bezu Lechai Rebbe Kiva Chatis, like yes, Mishael, isn't Rebbe Kiva Mechai Vachatis if you walk out like this? Omar Loy Rebbe answered back, Dibdik Rebbe Kiva Atkan, like is it true? Like he holds the Chur not like that. That is called the Derech Malbush. But I'll call upon him Shul Shir Rebbe Talisoy. Rebbe was Mechabu the Techochon, and he even didn't walk out with the sides of his talis on his shoulders, but he let it hang down more. The Mar Kiyosi Rav Shmuel by Rav Yehuda Omar Nisha Litmer. He learns it wasn't the pshat that Rebbe Mamish did this Maisa walked out with Shusravim with this talis. The Nisha Litmer just means in the base of Medrash when they're learning the halachas they ask this halacha. Drashi Laira Maisa Zeh LeRebbe. It didn't really happen this Maisa to Rebbe. Elishol LeFonav. They asked him the question Ma Losses Boy. What's the halacha? Obikish Lahter. Rebbe in Svari held it smooth to walk out that way. Hashem Lefonav. So they told him Mishum Rebbe Meir Chayev Chatis. Since it's not folded on your shoulders, Sharei Achurel Hoyenoflim Lamata. The back of the talus was falling down. Vein Seifa, Min Seifa. And Lashetzidoy Menachem Seifa, who saw Derech Malbushu. He thought he's a Derech Malbush, and that he was masking, no, it's awesome. But the Maestri said, the way we wear our taluses in Shul, Avada, that's called a Derech Malbush. So exactly what Rebbe was doing here, Mestama, wasn't the way we wear it. He had more the sides of Mamish only on the shoulders. Maybe the back was hanging down, but there was nothing coming down in front of him. It was only on his shoulders. So that he was choshish not to do, unless some part of it comes down the front also. So to Mishnah. Somebody washes himself. B'nei Mora, Rashi learns, b'nei mikvah, mikura, like in a bath. Inside, shucham, it's hot water. V'yein choy mayotza, the heat doesn't go out of it. V'dav kecham anokim, shumach in tani arochet v'yevin. That's why the Mishnah says, loshen b'di'yevin. If somebody washed himself, took a hot bath. Because you're not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos. So arochet means b'di'yevin. If somebody went into a hot mikvah on Shabbos, or v'mei Tveria, he went into the hot springs of Tveria. The locher is after he comes up, v'nestapik, and he dried himself with a towel, afilu b'yetza luntiyos. Even if he dried himself with 10 different towels, so it's a chiddush, that each towel is not that wet, still, lo yaviyim biyodin. Still, you should not bring it in your hands. That's the chiddush here. Lo yaviyim biyodin. You're not allowed to carry it in your hands. Because it's exera, maybe you come to be seichin. Maybe you come to squeeze it out. Well, see in the Gemara, we don't pass like this Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah says, though. If you dry yourself with a towel on Shabbos, you're not allowed to touch the towel afterwards. Because it's exera, maybe you come to squeeze out the towel. What about 10 people that wiped themselves? This is a chiddush. Even though they wiped themselves all 10 with one towel, their face, their hands, and their feet, still they're allowed to carry it in their hands. Why? Even though the towel is very, very wet, but since you have 10 people, they'll remind one the other, there's no gzera, you come to squeeze it out. With 10 people, you can remind yourself. One will remind the other person, you don't have this gzera. You don't have the gzera with 10 people. Weiter. Sochin umamash mashin. You're allowed to rub yourself with oil. You're allowed to smear yourself with oil on Shabbos. Umamash mashin. You could also give yourself a little rub down. Mash means rub your hands, rub your skin. That's mutter. Avoloi misamli. You can't give yourself a good rub down hard with koyach. That's awesome. Drashi umamash mashin biyad akol aguf lahanor. You're allowed to stam, rub yourself a little bit to give yourself lahanor. That's taka mutter. But to use your strength, that's takos, that's